A place of honor, a place of valor, a place of remembrance. Arlington National Cemetery is a place to honor all who died in service for our country. These are hallowed, sacred grounds, and a funeral with full military honors is accompanied by an honor guard. The American flag draped coffin, drawn by horse carriage and before remains, are lowered. A squad fires three rifles, volleys, and burglar plays taps. Please be aware that this is an active cemetery, so students may witness a funeral or funeral procession. Soldiers from the Revolutionary War, War of 1812, Civil War, World War I, World War II, Vietnam, Iraq, and the current war are buried here. There are over 300,000 Americans buried at Arlington. It was designated as a military cemetery in 1864. As a school, we lay a wreath at the tombs of the unknown soldier. It was originally the property of Robert E. Lee, commander of the Confederates in the Civil War. Funerals are conducted 5 days a week, average 28 funerals a day, and 5,400 burials per year. Flags are flown at half staff 30 minutes before each funeral and 30 minutes after the last of the day. While at Arlington National Cemetery, we'll be visiting the grave sites of JFK in Section 45, RFK in Section 45, Edward Kennedy in Section 45, and Matthew Pacino in Section 68963. We may see the Space Shuttle Challenger and Columbia Memorial in Section 46. Also buried at Arlington are Thurgood Marshall in Section 5, Medgar Evers in Section 36, Joe Lewis in Section 7A, the Civil War Unknown Monument, which is buried in Section 2. It is believed that there are about 2,211 unknown Union and Confederate soldiers. In Section 27, members of the United States Colored Troops are buried. There are more than 3,800 former slaves called the Contraband during Civil War buried there, and their headstones are designed with the words civilian or citizens.
Arlington National Cemetery, Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. The purpose of this site is to honor, protect, and remember those soldiers whose remains have not been able to identify. Inscribed on the back of the tomb is, "Here rests in honored glory an American soldier known but to God." At the Tomb of the Unknowns, there are remains from U.S. soldiers who perished in World War I, World War II, and the Korean War. They represent all American soldiers who died in battle but whose identity could not be confirmed. The tomb was established in 1921. And was completed and opened to the public on April 9, 1932.
As a school, we lay a wreath at this location to honor those who have sacrificed their lives for our country.
A sentinel of the 3rd U.S. Infantry stands guard 24/7, 365 days, and it takes months of training to become a sentinel guard. Originally, 4 soldiers were buried here from World War I, World War II, the Korean War, and the Vietnam War. But the Vietnam soldiers' remains were identified and removed to be buried with family. The tomb is made of Yule marble, and it consists of 7 pieces with a total weight of 79 tons. The guards change every hour, or half hour, depending on the time of day and time of year. The changing of the guard is announced by a relief commander. The sentinel guard paces 21 steps alongside the tomb, pauses for 21 seconds, then returns 21 paces and repeats this process until the changing of the guard. Why 21? 21 gun salute is the highest honor you can give a dignitary or someone in the military.
Arlington National Cemetery, Kennedy Grave Sites. There are several Kennedys buried. John F. Kennedy. To honor our 35th president, John F. Kennedy, the youngest man to be elected president, JFK was shot and killed on November 22, 1963, on a campaign trip to Dallas. His wife, Jacqueline, was with him during this trip. A few things that Kennedy dealt with as president was the Cuban Missile Crisis, the space program, and the Civil Rights Movement. The Kennedys were from Massachusetts. Memorial for John F. Kennedy. As you walk up to see the Kennedy grave sites, you enter a circular plaza overlooking the city. Here one can see the Washington Monument and Lincoln Memorial. This plaza is surrounded by a circular stone wall inscribed with part of President Kennedy's inaugural address and other speeches and quotes. In order to see President Kennedy's grave sites, you'll need to walk up another few steps from the plaza into a rectangular terrace and grave plot. Here one sees the internal flame, which is the centerpiece that burns 24/7, 365 days, and was lit by Jackie Kennedy at the funeral. The flame burns from the center of 5 feet circular flat granite stone at the head of the grave. His wife, Jacqueline Kennedy, Patrick Kennedy, infant son and infant daughter, no name, are buried at this grave. Gravesite is paved with stones from Cape Cod granite. The Arlington House can be seen from Kennedy's gravesite, and it is believed that shortly before his death, President Kennedy visited the Arlington House, and while standing there, he saw a peaceful and amazing view of Washington, D.C., that he remarked something like he could stay here forever. His brothers Robert Francis Kennedy and Edward Moore Kennedy are also buried near President Kennedy. Memorial for Robert Kennedy. Robert Kennedy was Attorney General of the United States during JFK's presidency and later served as Senator of New York. Like his brother, Robert was also assassinated. He was shot and killed in 1968 at the California Democratic presidential primary during his run from the president. As you enter Robert's gravesite, you'll see a reflecting pool with sections of his speeches, and at his gravesite, there is a simple white cross with a marble footstone. Memorial for Edward Moore Ted Kennedy. Edward Ted Kennedy died in 2009 of cancer. He served as a senator of Massachusetts for almost 5 decades and was known as the Lion of Senate. At Edward's gravesite, there is a white cross and a marble footstone identical to that of his brother Robert.